You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Today's an aggressive day, Bart Scott. I'm starting right out of the gate. Today is an aggressive day. Today is Talk Your Trash Friday. This is a day that is built for you, man. This day, Bart Scott, is built for you. And you can't... we're going to work on your... We got to work on your end. We got to work on Bart Scott's end of things. But meanwhile, I'll explain it to everybody right now. This is what I'm going to do. So today, because we have Wild Card Weekend, we're setting you up, everybody, for a weekend of football, which is essentially get on your couch on Saturday afternoon, and you don't need to get up. Well, maybe Monday for a little while. But you got pretty much a whole weekend of just sitting on the couch and watching football. That's what this is about. Wildcard Weekend, the reason why it has been extended, the reason why now that you have all these teams now involved, you got 12 teams playing, and what we did now. So, Bart, you are all about being aggressive. You're the man that said, can't wait. You're the man that loves to talk your trash. I feel like this is a day that we have built especially for you. You are going to love this. And you, here's the thing. You're not the one that has to do all the trash talking.
I get a day off.
This is what we did. We put together, and by the way, it's Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and all guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. So here's what we've got. We have all these personalities and producers and people at ESPN. They have their favorite teams. So we went around and we got different personalities and different producers and different people that are involved in ESPN, all different walks of life. And we asked them, we said, talk your trash about your team. Tell me why your team's going to win. And we got all kinds of people to get in this. And some of these, when you hear them today, we're going to play them throughout the show. You're going to fall over laughing. Some of these are really good, really funny. But not only are we going to pit ESPN on ESPN crime, we're going to keep it in the family and have people going after each other, we're going to have callers do the same thing. So as you know, the number is 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. When we're talking about a matchup with your team involved, and you start hearing the trash talk from ESPN people and other personalities doing that, and it's your turn to come on. And what we will do is put you on with your team and maybe somebody from another team, and you guys can talk trash to each other. That's what this is about. See, here's an example. Like, let's say I'm a Bucks fan. And I'm talking about how I think the Bucks are going to win. They're going to repeat. They're going to win a championship. And are you sick of Tom Brady? Well, get sick. Stay sick. I'm Kathy Bates, and you're James Caan. I'm going to keep you sick. You remember Misery? That's the reference I'm making there. TB12 is going back-to-back, like off the wall in Thriller. Like, that's what you're going to deal with. And that's the kind of trash talk we're looking for. I don't know if that was any good, but that was the best I could do off the cuff.
Keep it clean, though. Keep it PG.
That's why.
Away from the curse words. We don't want to have to cut you off because you're cussing. We want that hot fire, but keep it clean. We do work for Mickey Mouse.
That's why I had to hesitate there. I struggled. So you understand how we're doing it. That's going to be what we do today because we got some great matchups. Now, we do have Rob Ninkovich coming up here in a few minutes. And Ninko, of course, he's from, you know, Chicago, but the Bears aren't in the playoffs. He is a Patriot, though, at heart, and I wonder if he'd want to be involved in it. So we'll see if we can get him going on it. But we've got a lot of different games to talk about here, Bart. We do. We've got some news to give you as well. We got players talking trash. You have that. I mean, did you hear some of the stuff being said here already?
Yeah, man. How about what, Deontay Johnson? Something like that. Don't get on the bandwagon when we beat the Chiefs. Why is he the one talking? Why is it always the one that probably contributes the least that want to talk the most?
Like, do you want to hear from Deontay Johnson?
I do want to hear from Deontay Johnson.
All right, let's hear from him. Since you referenced it, let's start that trash talk right here from Deontay Johnson.
I like being in this situation because once we win, don't try to hop back on the bandwagon now, because remember all that stuff you saying now. So
once we win, Bart Scott.
Yeah. like, I don't know if this is the one you want to talk stuff to. I think you want that quiet confidence, right? And this is the crazy part. This is what people don't know. Like, when you get to the playoffs, more people are available to talk to the media than normal, right? So normally he wouldn't even have the opportunity to speak. Nobody would ask him anything. But now, because you start getting more national media and media from multiple places and from more regions, they ask you to step up and they ask for people, and they don't ask just for the usual suspects. So now this is one that they probably wish they didn't make available, because guess what? You got beat up on last time without Travis Kelce, right? You were getting beat up by the B team by 30. I don't know if you want to talk no smoke, man. I think you want to do what Big Ben did. We have no chance. Let's just go have fun. This is an exhibition. We're just going to have some fun. Four rounds of boxing. You know what I'm saying? And then you try and sneak up on Drago. You don't just punt tail Drago. You're going to come knock him in the face? No.
Once we
Wait.
Win.
Mm-hmm. Yes, once you win, then you got all that smoke.
All right, Big Ben, like, only a couple of days later, was like, oh, we're not supposed to win, right? We're like 20-point underdogs, right? We're not even supposed to win. Like, he was trying to play it that way, like you said. Kind of sneak your way in. And Deontay Johnson's already – he just kicked the door down. If they weren't awake, they're awake now. How about Nick Bosa? So on the team's Twitter feed, they have this quote here. He was just talking about that matchup with their offensive line.
Now, he can talk. Now, he can talk.
How about him saying that? Now, he said, again, you've got, you know, Tyron Smith. And you think he and, you know, Trent Williams, they're the best tackles in the league for a long time. But this is the part where you go, oh, really? They're definitely beatable. There's tape on them getting beat, and we're trying to do the same.
And all he did was pull up that Arizona Cardinals tape of Chandler Jones beating Tyron Smith like a drum.
Say it.
So Bosa been balling out this year. He can talk, because when he talk, okay, we got to ride. We got to push him. Everybody else, man, come on, man. Like, yo, hey, if you ain't borderline pro bowler, you know, all pro, if you ain't got hell of a stats this year, man, come on, man. We don't need no more smoke from you.
Man, we also have Jerry Jones talking trash, but about his own team. Super Bowl or bust, right? We got to win. That's what you're here for. You're here to win. That's what it's about. That going on. I mean, you've got, like I said, there's
– I'm telling you, that competitive juice comes up, and I can't wait to hear what the fans have to say.
Yeah,
because if the players got this type of energy, you know everybody thinks that their team, this is the year, their team is the team that people are sleeping on. You know, like, you finally get opportunity as a fan to talk trash, because your team's in the tournament. All the other teams that didn't make it, all the other, you know, 14 minus 32, whatever. We got 14 teams that can talk stuff.
Yeah, you do. Now, you were also talking some stuff yesterday on Get Up, trying to offer some, you know, advice on how to deal with the cold.
Keeping it real, man.
Yeah, and that did go viral. Josh Allen, I'm not sure he's going to buy into what you were suggesting to do, but he did talk about how he deals, though, with the cold weather.
I think the most important thing for me is, I don't know why I got bad circulation within my feet. My toes get really cold and they go numb a little bit, so keeping those suckers as warm and as dry as possible, as well as the hands. Obviously, that's a big emphasis for quarterbacks. You need your hands to throw. So keeping those extremities as warm as possible.
Weather, huge part of that game.
See, this is the thing. The OGs, the old school dudes, been there. Bro, I know what you're going through. See, but listen, everybody think Bart Scott's crazy. But I tell you what, my Twitter feed is lit up with my teammates and fellow members of the NFL.
Yeah,
coming to my defense. You know, they told me, hey, Bart, maybe you're telling them too much, man. Save it for a book. You're giving them too much free juice. But I'm OJ the juice, man. I never run out of juice. I always got something to say. I got so many secrets. You know what I'm saying? Listen, you know, Alicia Keys won't – listen, she couldn't even remember enough of them to tell them.
Yeah, that was memorable, and it got around the league, and a lot of players were very hesitant to talk about it. But as you were pointing out, listen – some things work. You don't have to do it, but some things work.
It has nothing to do with your unit. It has nothing to do with your manhood, man. This is about circulation. This is about being able to speed it up, just like, you know, taking green tea abstract. Speeds up your blood flow. Come on, man. Like, come on, son. Everything that you need in this world is already out there. You just got to discover it, whether it's traditional medicine or it's Western medicine or non-traditional Western medicine. It's out there, son.
Non-traditional Western medicine? Is that –
yeah. Well, you know, herbs and spices, you know what I'm saying?
Right, exactly. You don't want to obviously take anything, though, that'll end up testing, you know, putting you on
– man, Viagra ain't testing nobody.
No.
And, it's just blood flow, bro. It's no different than taking Beta Elite or L-Cartagen, which is opens up your nitrous oxide in your body. You know what I'm saying? And that pill just does it faster for you. Open them veins up.
That game, man. That game is going to be something. Do we have a team in this wild card weekend that you're looking at saying, I don't care if they're in the wild card weekend. They didn't get the top seed. They don't have the bye. Packers and Titans do. What is the team you're saying they're going to play on Super Bowl? They're going to play on Super Bowl Sunday. Who's playing this weekend that's going to play on Super Bowl Sunday?
If I said if it was a team that was playing this weekend that was going to play on Super Bowl Sunday, I would still go to the Arizona and Rams game, because I think one of those teams can catch fire. And it's not about who you play, it's when you play them. Mm-hmm. Do I believe that, Jalen Ramsey is looking and dying for a rematch against Davante Adams? I do. Mm-hmm. After what they did and how they game planned him, how they put him in motion and made Jalen Ramsey run left and right before the snap, Jalen Ramsey is one of the proudest defensive players in the world. I definitely believe that he wants a rematch. So that's something, listen, you think about Ramsey, you think about Floyd, you think about Aaron Donald. They can wreck a game. So also on the other side, though, with Chandler Jones and the little Mandalorian, I think it's good that they've had some adversity and everybody's sleeping on them. They have no expectations.
The Mandalorian. You mean Baby Yoda.
I like Sam from the Mandalorian, from the Mandalorian.
I understand. All right, again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. And we want you to be part of Barton Hunt Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. College football championship has been won. Georgia has it. The fans were celebrating that victory. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. All right, let's get right to some Straight Talk by Straight Talk Wireless, because Rob Ninkovich joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. And I know Ninko to be a guy that I think would be tremendous at what we're trying to do today, Talk Your Trash Friday. Nico, I did not reach out to you for this. I reached out to a lot of people on ESPN who represent certain teams to let them talk trash about their team this weekend. I do offer you the opportunity to do it right now about the Patriots if you'd like and be part of this. You can actually start it off for us today. Talk your trash about why the Patriots are going to win this weekend.
Because they're mentally tougher than everybody else in the league. I just think when you look at what the Patriots were able to do in Buffalo in the last poor weather condition game, they didn't have to throw the football. They threw the football three times. So, McDermott after the game can say, let's not give Bill more credit than he deserves on this one. The weather was the weather. But when it comes down to it, I think the Patriots have the ability to beat the Bills in Buffalo because of their offensive line in the running game. They got a head coach that understands better than any coach in history how to game plan accordingly. So I think that the Patriots going to Buffalo in a negative degree game where Josh Allen has said that he has circulation problems and they have issues in cold weather games, and, that's coming directly from him. The Patriots have the advantage on mentally being a mentally tough football team.
Yeah, was that the first chink in the armor right there, him admitting that, cold weather bothers me, I have circulation problems? Like, those are problems of stuff that I don't want to hear those damn excuses. Like, shut up. You don't mention that to the squad. And do you think that Stevenson's coming back is going to be way too much smoke for him? Because now they got a three-headed monster that they can continue to throw at that defense.
Yeah, I think that having the number one thing that's affected first in cold weather games is the kicking game. And the starting field position, which basically goes under hidden yardage, the hidden yardage in this game is going to be huge. If you are backed up and you get off a terrible punt because it's really cold and the ball's hard and the wind's blowing, and you give the Patriots the ball on the 50-yard line, you're basically giving them 3 points. If they drive it 30 yards, boom, they're already going to get points out of the deal. So the hidden yardage battle is going to be huge, and that comes down to special teams. And I really think that the running game and the Patriots having done it before gives them the confidence, saying, let's not worry about the last couple weeks. We lost the football game to the Colts. We understand that. We lost to Miami. That's in the past. This is the playoffs. It's all about now. It's all about if we play better and we play mistake-free and penalty-free, we're going to win this football game. So you know, you could take all the measurables on Josh Allen's height and weight versus Mac Jones and the arm strength and all that stuff. It comes down to being the better team in fundamentals and not making the mistake. If you look at the game in New England, Josh Allen almost threw a pick six. It hit J.C. Jackson in the hands. If J.C. Jackson catches that football, they win that football game because he's taking it to the house. So in this game, it's going to come down to who can be the best team at not making those big mistakes.
You know, you played with Tom Brady for years, and you played in a lot of cold-weather games, and he was a guy that always excelled in those cold-weather games. But he always wore a leather glove, if I'm correct. Do you think that Josh Allen, because that ball becomes slick, especially when it's at sub-zero degrees, do you think that he should wear the gloves to be able to get a little bit more grip, the leather gloves, right? Because we understand that people that's not out there don't understand. There's two types of gloves. You got the leather gloves, and you have the other gloves that kind of have like a little plastic. They get really sticky, but they become like ice when it gets super cold.
Yeah, well, you know what a lot of quarterbacks do, and I think Tom would do this as well. You have your hand warmer that if you really like overload it with hand warmers. Mm-hmm. So when your hand goes in there, obviously it's warm, but then on the other side, you make one of those hand warmers. You just put a little bit of water because you know, quarterbacks, they like a little bit of moisture on their hand. When it's really, really cold, that moisture just evaporates instantly. So, you know, the Drew Brees, if you were to count how many times Drew Brees would lick his fingers in every single game he's ever played, it would be in the millions. So that moisture is really what you need to help grip the ball. So the leather gloves, you see a lot of quarterbacks. Peyton Manning did that in the cold games at the end of his career. Roethlisberger does it in the cold games at the end of his career. That leather is able to hold a little bit more moisture, and it's not as slick. So I personally, because I used to snap, I was a long snapper for my whole career, I didn't like the feeling of gloves on the ball because you don't really get a like the feel of the football. Some quarterbacks can do it. I personally couldn't do it as a snapper. It just was a weird feeling. So it's a preference. Some guys do like it. Some guys don't. I think Tom would do it, but not on his throwing hand. He'd put it on his offhand.
Nico, do you have any concerns about Mac Jones? You're talking about Josh Allen playing in these elements. What about for Mac Jones, a rookie, his first playoff experience, and he's got to do it playing in sub-zero temperatures?
And you know, the one thing about cold weather games, Bart, you could talk about this. Do you know how hot those benches are?
Oh, yeah.
They are like
third-degree burns.
They will burn your legs. Like, if you sit on a bench, you'd have to put a towel. They have these little slits underneath where your thighs are on the bench. I would put a towel over that because the slit where the heat was coming out would like burn the backside of your legs. It would hurt.
Yeah.
So when you're on the sideline, it's not that bad. It's really not that bad. It's if you're a kicker or the punter or the long snapper or a guy that's rotating that only plays about 15 to 20 snaps. That's the hard part. When you're literally, you warm up before the game, you do get sweaty, you get hot, then you cool off. Then you're standing there trying to stay warm. Like, those are the guys that, you know, Mac Jones, he's going to be in every snap. Like, he's going to be in the zone. He's not really going to think about, oh, my toes are cold. You know, it really doesn't get in your head. I mean, me as a linebacker, I was always playing every snap. So, I mean, I was sweating, no sleeves on, ripped my helmet off, have all the smoke come off your head. Like, I didn't mind the cold weather games when you're a linebacker and you're running. Like, that's what keeps you warm is playing the game.
Hey, Nick, but what I did hate, because it's the playoffs, you're going to have them TV timeouts, and it'd be cold as hell. You'd be sitting out there like, yo, when we come back from commercial break, man, what are we doing?
The TV – well, a perfect example of this is we were playing Miami in Foxborough the last game of the year. We were going in the playoffs. They were done. We walked out for the first series. There was a TV timeout. All the offensive linemen were, like, huddled together, like, with their arms all, like, folded across like they were freezing. And I was like, man, these dudes just want to go home. They don't even want to be here today. And we beat them, like, 40-something to nothing. You know, it was bad.
Because you can put too much stuff on, and you make yourself too hot, and you overheat, and then that wetness starts redding, and it starts to freeze, and even colder. So you can't just put too much stuff on.
The worst part about cold weather, honestly, is practice. Because Wednesday, Thursday, you're out. You run out. You do your warm-up. You're not. It's not like a game environment where you're running around and you get hot, but then you also have scout team stuff going on. Then you got special teams periods going on. You never take your helmet off because, like, when you're on the sideline and you have the heaters, I would take my helmet, throw it by the jet turbine heater, and warm up all my pads in my helmet and throw it on and keep it on. Because once those pads get hot, or once those pads aren't hot anymore and they get frozen, a helmet is literally like concrete. If you don't, if you let it sit outside and you try to put it on your head, it literally doesn't even go on your head. It hurts to put on your head. So the key is to keep your helmet on.
This is all great stuff, and we'll all be sitting comfortable, cozy on our couches watching.
You
want to
ask about the? You want to ask him about the big thing? Because I'm getting a lot of heat, Nico and D Wood. D Wood kind of left me out. I don't know if you had anybody on your team, but on my team and some of the other teams we took the Viagra because it, especially it's like blood doping, right? It opens up your blood vessels, so you get more oxygen and more blood, you know, flowing. So you not only about the blood flow, but also about the recovery, because it opens up the blood cells. And everybody tripping on me like I'm crazy.
I never would think about that one because I didn't have circulation problems. I was always like overheated at any point.
I'm saying with circulation. I've had guys that took it just because it gave them more energy because it opened up their blood vessels too, so they had more energy.
Football pants are kind of not baggy, so I would be worried about, like, you know, I don't know, pitching a tent or something on the field. I don't know.
See, I don't know if you ever take it, Barry. It don't work like that, Neek. If you pitch a tent, then that's
you're telling. I never have.
You're telling on yourself.
I never have.
Yeah. So you're telling on yourself. If a football player pushes a tent, then they tell us about themselves.
But I think what he's saying is he's not quite sure how it works, and he probably wouldn't want to.
Yeah,
take
I don't
that
know
risk.
How it works, so I would. I would be like afraid
if, like
to try.
Like if Mark came up to
you
in the locker room, and was like, "Hey, just take this Viagra, man. You'll be warm." And you're like, "I've never really."
Yeah,
had
I don't know.
Here,
I don't know. So. I might be a meme forever if I did that.
Don't think I want this to be my first opportunity with it, but.
Just put a hand warmer in front.
Just put the towel
the
there.
Yeah.
Put the towel there. Hey, Nick, always good to talk to you, my man. Enjoy the games this weekend. All the best.
All right. See you guys. Bye.
Rob Ninkovich on the Goodyear Hotline giving us that Straight Talk, brought by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. I know you're trying to get allies, Bart.
I got plenty of them.
I know you have them, so I greatly appreciate it, as you can tell.
I'm just giving the straight talk, man. That's all I can do.
You definitely are. And you know what? Why don't you give us some straight talk here in a second, as we have coming up. Bart Stradamus is going to see the future on NFL Wildcard Weekend, and we start breaking down the games one by one, and the trash talk begins next. Take it away, Bart.
Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. I mean, really good. Actually, it feels great. You should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and nationwide 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks. The $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalkwireless.com. 5G compatible device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speeds may vary. Back after this. Oh, it's the playoffs. Back after this.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers will switch and save with Progressive. Save over $700 on average. This is Talk Your Trash Friday as we head into Wildcard Weekend, and here's your example. Now, you just heard Christine Lisi on the SportsCenter, right? She's got a wonderful voice. She does a great job with the SportsCenters, bottom and top of every hour. But did you know that she is a member of Bill's Mafia? What you need to hear is what Christine Lisi feels is going to happen this weekend and what she expects, her trash talk about her Bills. Take a listen.
You're not coming into our place on Saturday night and coming away with anything but a big L. Had enough of you, enough of Mac Jones, enough blah, blah, blah about Belichick. It's our turn. It's our time because of Josh Allen. He's going to lead us to a win, and you guys are going home for good. Thank God. By the way, everybody outside of the 617, 508, and 413 area codes hates you guys.
Aggressive, Bart.
That's
She's aggressive with that.
That is what it's all about.
That is what it's all about. Now, this is a Christine Lisi that everybody at Bristol knows. She makes cookies for everyone. Everybody loves her for her cookies.
That's
she
how
brings
the other,
cookies.
Yeah.
She's happy. But when it comes to the Bills, don't mess with her. Alan Yates, who you hear as a producer in the mornings on KJM, he is a Patriots fan. And he's not afraid to step to the mic and respond.
Yes, sir. Playoff vibes. Pat's back in the building. Mike Jones, Mac Jones, if you nasty. I don't care about the Bills. I don't care about the cold. Somebody needs to tell Christine Lisi, make some cookies, send them Jones to Josh Allen, put your 3D glasses on. We coming straight at them, boys.
And you hear him say Jones. So, yes, he's from Philly, but he is a Patriots fan. So you already know about this game, and you already know what we're setting up here. This is what it's going to be all show long. Trash talk. And we want to hear from you as well. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Pats at Bills, 8:15 Saturday night, CBS. Buffalo's laying 4 in the Football Power Index. Has the Bills winning. 62% is the Power Index on that. All right, so with that in mind, I think it's time to bring in Bart Stradamus now. He doesn't talk trash. What he does do is he talks truth.
Oh.
Welcome, Bart Stradamus. It's playoff time.
Welcome, yes. Hello, Alan.
So I have to ask you, right out of the gate, since we just talked about the Patriots-Bills game, I need to know, you heard about Mac Jones. He's a rookie. There's several young quarterbacks or first time in the playoff quarterbacks. He's one. Another one that's interesting is also Joe Burrow. Which one of these two will find themselves playing next weekend in the divisional round?
Oh, Alan, this is pure elementary, my child. Oh, yes, let me look into my crystal ball. Okay. So on one end, we're going against Josh Allen. Circulation is a problem.
Uh-oh.
Oh, but we'll figure it out. Alan, I'd ask you this question. What happens to noodles in cold weather?
Oh, no.
They become brittle and break. Oh, and that's exactly what the young mac and cheese will do. He shall break under the pressure of Josh Allen in that offense. Oh, yes. We talk about Josh Allen not playing in cold weather. When have the young rookie played in the weather?
So you're saying Joe Burrow then?
No.
Oh, you're not?
I haven't
Neither?
Got to Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is a different breed. Oh, he may be young in his years in the league, but he's old on his earth. He's no typical rookie. Oh, he's the third oldest guy in the division. Yes, oh, yes. Macaulay Culkin shall get the Bengals, their first win since Norman Esiason in 1991, paged his wife and said, "Honey, oh, we did it. Yes, the Bengals get their first win in 50 years. Oh, yes."
All right. I like the pager shot. That's how long it's been that you had a pager to
to say, yes, we won. How about this question? Does Big Ben's career, Bartradamus, does it end Sunday night in Kansas City, or is there a little bit more magic left?
Oh, all the magic that was left for Ben was used up in M&T Bank Stadium as they surprised the world in one. Mike Tomlin knew it was destiny. He didn't even watch the game. But oh, Big Ben shall get the barbecue chicken of his career as the Kansas City Chiefs shall smoke him. Ooh. No Betty Price for you. No Mahomes Price for you. Just a three little letters. R.I.P.
Rest
in peace, Big Ben.
Last but not least, Bartradamus, Mike McCarthy. Will he be the reason the Cowboys don't make it out of this weekend?
Oh, that Jerry is scary. He said it was a Super Bowl mandate. And although the roster is full of Super Bowl talent, the guy at the top has lost his mojo. Tick tock, tick tock, goes the clock as McCarthy burns important timeouts early in the game. It shall cost him late. And finally, Dallas shall be no more.
Oh, wow.
Parson the Lion will be no more. And the 49ers shall go on to the next round. So it is said.
So it shall be.
It shall be.
All right, Bartradamus
has
spoken.
The clock.
Yes. And as I'm looking at the clock, it is tick-tocking right now. Thank you, Bartradamus. Let's see where this goes. All right, well, speaking of Dallas, the latest trash talk we have now is involved in that game. We have two producers at ESPN that are going to go head-to-head next to talk trash to each other. We also, Johnny Pickhams, live in the show. Johnny Pickhams is calling in because he's got the biggest play of the season for his lunch money segment. That is coming up after Bart tells us about Vivid Seats.
With the safe return of live events, you can actually be there to catch all the action in person with Vivid Seats. That's right. Every alley-oop slam, every one-timer, every sideline grab can be experienced live. With Vivid Seats Rewards, you can earn rewards like free tickets. All you have to do is collect stamps, redeem, and repeat. It's that easy. From upper level to courtside, Vivid Seats has you covered for all the events that matter to you. So grab your tickets today and cheer on your favorite team from the stands. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. That's Vivid Seats. Life happens live. Back after this.
Bart and Hahn.
Back, Bart Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus. Of the headlines yesterday, Bart, one that I think caught a lot of people by surprise and also dismay was that the Texans decided they were going to fire David Culley as their head coach after just one season. And why is that significant? I mean, the Texans weren't very good. Some could argue they did overachieve. He only got one season, and so you could look at that and think, what went wrong? But the bigger story to this, Bart, is the fact that after that, Brian Flores losing his job as well, Mike Tomlin remains the only black head coach right now in the NFL. That certainly can change. There are eight now openings?
Yeah.
But right now, it's just Mike Tomlin. And that remains an issue for a league that has different rules and different regulations and a lot of conversation about the fact that African-Americans are not represented as head coaches in a league that is predominantly black.
Yeah, and that's a problem, right? We talk about representation. If some of the best players in the league are black players, why are you saying that, or why isn't black representation, you know, in the coaching staff? And this is a problem not just in the NFL. This is a problem in college. And it's also a problem when you talk about upper management, when you talk about general managers. You know, ever since Ozzie Newsome left, you know, it hasn't been as much representation, you know, for a while. Jerry Reese and all those guys, you know, have not got the opportunities. And, you know, this is something that we continue to fight for, you know, for equality, right? It's crazy, right? When we talk about guys like Joe Judge getting hired and he's recently got fired. Whenever you hear something like no experience and you hear something like, you know, out of nowhere, you already know that that's a white coach. And that's a problem, right? Because, you know, the African-Americans don't get the benefit of the doubt. Eric Bieniemy has been waiting for an opportunity for a long time. You know, we just recently started hearing Byron Leftwich's name, you know, involved in or even considered. You know, for years I was around Anthony Lynn when he was just a token black guy that went out to the interviews, but it was no realistic chance for him to actually get it. But he had to do it because he had to do it in hopes that he can open up a path for African Americans. I just wish we get to a point where we go with the best and brightest. And sometimes it's an uncomfortable conversation for white owners to be able to, you know, hire somebody that don't look like them, right? And when you talk about, you know, the head coach is the CEO of a organization. And sometimes, you know, we have these unbiases that we have no idea. That's why it's also important that we get some minority in ownership, you know, outside of, you know, you know, Shad Khan, we get some African-American owners. You know, we have some representation or one representative in basketball in Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing about ownership, of course, is that the team has to be sold for you to be able to have a change in ownership there. And then, you know, NFL franchises are just way too valuable at this point. Now, one thing to keep in mind here is that Adam Schefter did report, though, that Gerard Mayo, who is with the Patriots as an assistant coach, right, a former player, is one of the prominent names on the head coaching list for the Texans, as if he becomes one of their prime targets. Nick Caserio is their general manager. He, of course, has ties to the Patriots. And then there's Brian Flores, who you might think maybe they'd also talk to him. So it remains to see what
that's
happens
crazy.
In
that's
Houston.
That's a nepotism, too, as well. You know, Patriot guys hire Patriot guys. You know, and guys skip the line. You know, I don't know if Gerard Mayo's the most, you know, qualified person for the job, especially when you think about, you know, D'Amico Ryan, who's been doing it a little bit longer as the coordinator, defensive coordinator for the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, so we'll see again that the coaching carousel just beginning, but we'll see what the percentages are when it ends. We're back in 10 seconds. Barton Hahn, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. We'll get you to lunch money in a moment, but as we continue Talk Your Trash Friday, and we will get to the calls. We go to our next game. As we heard Bartradamus mention that Mike McCarthy is going to cost his team yet again, and he thinks that clock mismanagement is going to turn against him. So with that, let's go to that matchup. 49ers at Cowboys, that's the 4:30 game on Sunday on CBS. And Dallas is laying 3, according to Caesars. The FBI on it is Dallas 64%. So as we know, one of our producers here is Bubba. And Bubba is a huge Cowboys fan. He wears a jersey pretty much every day in the control room. And Bubba's going to talk his trash about his Cowboys.
What's up, guys? Bubba here. All I keep hearing is this is a bad matchup for the Cowboys. Oh, the Cowboys, worst pop. Grow up. What's going to happen? Kellen Moore's going to be drawing up plays that Bart Scott wouldn't even know what to do on defense. Speaking of defense, Micah Parsons is going to be so unbelievable that Jimmy G is going to retire at halftime. Now, 29 years ago, almost to the day at the NFC Championship game after the Cowboys won, Jimmy Johnson, after the game, yelled out, "How about them Cowboys? You know what's going to happen? This game, Cowboys roll easily, not a problem. We're on to the divisional round. Let's go. Can't wait.
Oh, he did it. Can't wait to you, Bart.
Why is he talking
Bubba
directly to me? What did I do?
He just wanted to use your say. All right, so we go to 98.7 ESPN New York producer RJ Santillo. He's fantastic. He is also a 49ers fan, and he's not hearing any of this from Dallas.
Let me start by saying this. Dallas, I actually find, is a likable team. They have a lot of star power, and it's probably no coincidence. That's why Jerry Jones built the Star down in Dallas, complete with what looks like a mini shopping mall attached to it. So that way, this space is more useful in all of the winter months when the real title contenders are still playing ball in the Cowboys and their fans are carrying shopping bags because their offseason started sooner than expected. But I really am sorry. I don't want to offend America's team because, after all, we've got a lot in common. You're America's team, and next week, you and your fans will be watching the Niners in the divisional round just like the rest of America at home.
That's how you do it. That's how you talk your trash. That's what we're looking for, everyone. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's get some lunch money. Johnny Pickens is on a roll.
Let's get some extra money in your pocket.
Cheese and sour cream on the taco. Here we go.
This is Lunch Money.
On the season, Johnny Pickens 39-30 after a 3-2 week in week 18. And it's so special what he's doing this week. We have him calling in. Johnny Pickens.
Yeah, Alan, I'm picking all six games. I'm not sure how I feel about all that emotion on the phone lines before me, because when it comes to gambling and money, you can't have emotion. There's no emotion when it comes to gambling. But we're doing a six-game parlay, but because it's six games, I'm going to tease it. I'm going to do a six-point teaser, which is going to pay plus 500, which means if you bet 100, you win 500, leaving a lot of value on the table. If you didn't tease, it would be worth plus 5,000, meaning if you bet 100, you win 5,000. But when you're right 56.5% of the time, you're wrong 43.5% of the time. So going 6-0, probably a stretch. So we're gonna tease that line. So we're going Raiders. Plus 11.5. We're going Patriots plus 10, Bucks minus 2.5, Cowboys plus 3, Chiefs minus 6.5, Cardinals plus 9.5. Remember, these are all 6-point teasers in a 6-leg parlay. You need to hit all points of this to win the money. If you're betting 100, looking to win 500, listen, I may also put 10 bucks on all six of these to win 10 bucks, win 500, because with that plus 5,000, I'll walk away from that. That's real money, but that's what we're going with. So I see these as all winners. No emotion.
Love it. Love it. Johnny Pickens. All right. I can't wait now to get to Tuesday and see how this all works out, Bart Scott. This is going to be absolutely special. I know you were great in this segment, by the way. I know.
Yeah, I know. You told me to take an L. You told me, hey, man, sit back. Get ready for our boy who's coming up pretty soon.
Yes.
It's always All the Way Live when Harry Doogie gets up in there.
Harry fresh Douglas from the National coming up next. We will discuss more with you as well. Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.